أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل فمن يملك من الله شيئا إن أراد أن يهلك المسيح ابن مريم وأمه ومن في الأرض جميعا. In the previous ayat, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala explained that the Ahl al-Kitab, the Christians, they have gone far away from the straight path, then that is Sirat al-Mustaqim, the path of Tawheed, the absolute oneness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. They went to the extent of believing that Isa alayhi salatu wa salam is either Allah himself, na'udhu billah, or the son of Allah ta'ala, or Ibnullah, or part of Trinity. And those were all their wrong beliefs that they had. Now in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala explains in another way to make it clear, to show that Isa alayhi salatu wa salam is not Allah. He hasn't got divinity, he hasn't got powers which Allah Ta'ala has got. Undoubtedly he is one of the great, great Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. But Allah is Allah, and the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam are the Anbiya. Nobody equals to Allah Ta'ala. So to show that, Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ فَمَنْ يَمْلِكُ مِنْ رَمَاهِ شَيْئًا. To keh de, phir kis ka bas chal sakta hai Allah ke aage. Who has got any power? Who has got anything besides Allah to do anything? Of power is solely and only in the hands of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Nobody else has got any power whatsoever. And this power of Allah, if Allah wants to use it, Allah ta'ala is the absolute being. In arada ay yuhlikal masih ibn maryam. Agar wo chahe ke halak kare masih maryam ki beti. If Allah wishes to and destroy Mary Isa alayhi salatu wa salam also. Though he is such a great, great Nabi, Ruhullah, but if Allah wants to, Allah can destroy him, wa ummuhu, or uski maaku, and Allah can destroy his mother also, Maryam, who is one of the greatest women in the world, amongst the women of the world, Maryam alayhi salam is one of the greatest women. Allah says that Allah can even destroy her. And not only Isa alayhi salatu wa salam and his mother Maryam, but woman fil ardi jamia, and all who are in the world also. If Allah wants to, just with one irada of kun, and that kun doesn't even take long as long as the kaaf meets with the noon. Even so long, just Allah's irada, and Allah can destroy everything. So that is Allah. And now, on the other hand, see, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, according to the Christian belief, he was crucified on the cross. So how can he be Allah, who could not save himself from what also? Allah is that being that nobody can harm, can take revenge from Allah, can do any action against Allah. Allah Ta'ala is absolute. He is the most powerful. He is everything. And Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, according to their wrong belief, that he was executed and he was crucified on the cross. How can such a being be Allah? So in this way also it makes it very clear that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, which the Christians still today believe, either he is Allah himself, or he is the son of Allah, or he is part of Trinity. So that is completely wrong, and the Quran has proved it very, very clearly. With this argument, the Quran Sharif has shown clearly that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam in no way can he be Allah. Allah is Allah. And there is a lesson for us also as Muslims, that we also must realize that Allah alone has got absolute power. Allah alone is Alimul Ghayb, who knows all the unseen. Allah Ta'ala alone is Hadir Nadir, who is present everywhere and who sees everything. Nobody else has got that power. How much Allah allows a person, Allah gives a person. But absolute power is only with Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all the correct aqeedah, belief, and may Allah let us follow in the correct path, and may Allah give us the proper strong iman by His fadl and karam.
Amen.